So we're doing well, but there are still a lot of people who are eligible for it who haven't come forward. So we're still really keen to promote the fact that, people need to try to get boosted, particularly in time for Christmas, but, ahead of the winter and ahead of these bugs and lurgies that we're so worried about. What we're finding is that the older people, age 75 plus, are very switched on to the need to be boosted, probably because they were boosted back in the spring. So they're very familiar with the idea. But the younger people, and especially the under 50s who are eligible, which isn't everybody under the age of 50, but lots of people under 50 are eligible. And in particular, we're keen to make sure that they realise they're eligible and come along and get boosted. Some of them are really obvious things. For instance, people who have, really bad respiratory diseases and problems, they realise perhaps that they get very chesty easily and they know they need to protect themselves. But as well as the respiratory diseases, people with certain heart diseases and kidney problems, liver problems, some neurological diseases, people with some mental health problems, but also other people who are perfectly healthy. For instance, if you are a carer for a very elderly person, or you live with somebody who is immunocompromised. There's a huge range of reasons why somebody under 50 would be eligible, and perhaps top of the list, pregnant ladies. We would, passionately like all of them to get protected, because we know that in pregnancy, COVID does, they run extra risks both for them and for their unborn child. So very keen to target that group too. We're learning all the time with this, aren't we? But what we have seen is that whilst the antibodies that you get from your initial vaccines last a few months and do a good job at sort of blocking COVID for a while, that rapidly begins to wane. And a lot of people have experienced having COVID as an infection despite having had their vaccines. But what we're finding there is that the sort of residual protection from the vaccine is doing a fantastic job of preventing people from getting severe COVID, becoming really incapacitated or unwell. Those horror stories we saw on the news and people becoming desperately ill in hospital. So what we know is that's the impact the vaccine had, but we also know that with time, that protection begins to dwindle. So hence the need to get boosted on a reasonably regular basis. Also, we know that COVID itself is changing. We know that we keep seeing new variants, and that spike protein that the vaccine targets and your immune system targets, that keeps changing its look a little bit. And it's changed enough that we would like people to have antibody protection against the new versions of COVID. And the vaccines we're currently using for the booster do include this extra protection against Omicron variant, which means you've got a broader protection. So it takes you to another level compared to where you were last year. Anybody that gets a message saying that they're eligible should come along for it, even if they don't think they are, because my experience in vaccination centres is that quite often people come in and they say, well, I've had the invite to come, but I have no idea why I'm here. And it's not till we really dig around in their medical history that we realise what it is that's making them eligible for it. So some people, it's really quite deeply buried.